Okay, so we have the, this MISA with Avram Avinu trying to purchase the Maris HaMachpela. So just to read the psukim, make sure we understand it the same way. Ayokam Avram me'al pnei meso. Avram got up from after he buried Sarah. I mean, Sarah passed away. Vayadar b'al bnei ches lemar. He spoke to the bnei ches. Ger v'sosha v'nochi imochem. I lived amongst you. Tnuli achuzas kever imochem. Give me a place that I could bury. Vekramesh mufana. I'll be able to bury my deceased. Vayanu bnei ches es Avram lemar lo. And the bnei ches told Avram, Shma'enu Adoni, Nisi Elokimata, we hearing you. Nisi Elokimata, Nisi Elokim, Besochenu, you're a Nasi of Hashem amongst us. B'mivchak reinu kvaris mesecha, from the best of our areas will you bury your deceased. Ish menu eskiva liyichlim mecha mikvar mesecha. No one's going to stop you from burying your mesim there. Ah, it's going to be gavaldik. So the Medrash HaGadol is just so fascinating. It's Medrash HaGadol. So the Medrash says, he starts off with a kasha. Lama zoch lekach shekara lo nasi. Why was Avram zocha that the Bnei Ches referred to him as nasi? When I saw that, I said, oh my gosh, even Avram Avinu, he's the Bechir, you know, Avram, even he has to come up, have to be a justification why they referred to him as Nasi, because he was Avram Avinu, I know, Avram Avinu. He was the Magen Avram. This is Avram Avinu. Look at all the Sionos he did. He did Skitzka, Lech Lecha, we already passed those parshias. He did Lech Lecha, he did Vayera, he did everything already. Lech Lecha, Kedis Yitzchak, he's the king. So you just see from the Kasha that unless a person is Zocha every single step, it's not like one big, oh, now you fit into that category, you're Gadol. Now you get all the covered. People think the Gedolim getting all the kavod, you know. No, every single kavod they get is deserved. Every single one. People think like Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, Refuah Shleima, she has all the kavod. I guess I won't say, a relative of mine met with Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and Rav Shmuel told him that this is what you should do. So my relative said to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, if I did that, they're all going to be angry at me. So Rabbi Shmuel said, so what? They'll be angry at you. I can fill up a ballroom with people that would not say good Shabbos to me. Shmuel Kamenetsky. You think that's covered? That's not covered. That's bizyonos. I said this story over to someone. I was in a yeshivish place and somebody overheard me. I was like saying it like, I can't believe it. And somebody overheard me. He goes, Rabbi Shmuel, you can fill up two ballrooms. So every single word of praise a person that doesn't come to a person unless it's divinely declared that he's going to get that covered. Are they referred to Bnei Ches, referred to him as Nasi? What did Avram Avinu do to justify that we Nasi? But what about Kedis Yitzchak 2 weeks ago, last week? And what about Lech Lecha? Is it? We're finished? Done? Yeah. What's Pshat? Why is it called Nasi? By the way, it's good to know. I know the Wednesday Shmuzim are not, you're not supposed to get any Musa from, just to slug it up, but just parentheses, we'll say something that could be inspiring. If you ever get Bizyonis, you should realize that it doesn't come either without divinely declared. Someone's advising you, so don't take it to heart. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But you take it to heart, okay, I deserved it. And walk away. Don't get so... It couldn't have happened unless Hashem wanted it to happen. So it's good to remember these things. Okay, let's finish. That was not the shmooze. That was just the hair. I was thrown. As soon as I saw this first line, wow. Even Avraham Avinu needs an excuse. Why they call him Nasi? It's like such a eye-opener. Elabore anvasanuso shel Avraham Avinu. You see the great anivas of Avraham Avinu. Hashem promised him he'll get the land. And now Hashem promised me the land, and now I have to go bury Sarah, and I don't have a place, and I got to pay out of pocket. Avraham Avinu did not like start bashing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I hope you took this the same way I did. And Avraham Avinu, wow, what a gevaldik, godless Avraham Avinu. He didn't start bashing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo hislone in alzeh. He didn't start complaining. I was like, what is going on? I almost don't have to say the kashas. This is, Avraham Avinu gets a tremendous schus. Ah, what's the special schus? It's more than Akedah, more than Lech Lecha. What, and the other kivshanesh probably happened already too, who knows? I don't know the order, but and what was the gevaldik eschus that he gets? Because Hashem promised him the land, and now here Sarah died, and now I have to pay out of pocket. I'm supposed to get this. Hashem told it to me. I'm supposed to get why I should have to pay out of pocket. So you should have big tainas on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This makes no sense. First of all, you probably have your own kashas, but just to spell out my kashas, okay, I'm not a Bucky Bishas, okay, despite what people may think. Anyway, I'm not a Bucky Bishas. So does it say anywhere when Hashem promised Avram he's going to get the land? Probably when they go into Israel. It wasn't destined for another, hundreds of years. They still have 400 years in Mitzrayim, 210 years. It's going to be for a while. Hashem didn't tell Avram when he's going to get it. His children, he says, Zaracha, I'll give you Zaracha. Mm-hmm. You just read the Pasuk, it says, Losseis Lolo Zaro, it's Aretz, I don't know, I'll give you your children the land. But this is before this man. What's he, I mean, that's impatient. It's a little bit like presumptuous. Where's my land? You promised me a land, now I have to pay out of pocket for my wife's burial? What kind of taina is that? That's the taina, and now he gets a schus for that? Number one. Number two, I mean, the Musa Sfarim all talk about, all the avos were nervous. Al Tir Avram, it says he was nervous, he wouldn't get schusim because Shema Yigra Machet. Maybe he did a chet. Maybe he did something. Is he the judge? Is Avram being a judge? Maybe he did something that caused him not to get it. Hashem promised him, but maybe he did something. He was supposed to get it when I told it to you. But by now, maybe he did something wrong. That's not a possibility. That you have a taina, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where's all the bitachon? This is the bitachon of someone who was on the madrega to offer his son. We're still getting schusim for Akedas Yitzchak, Mogen Avram. It's all because of the Yeshua, the whole Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, every day of Slichas. We're still reaping this chusim for Akedas Yitzchak. And you think someone who was doing Akedas Yitzchak is holding by having a taina on a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And the fact that he didn't start, taining on Hashem, it's at the Madrega where he's zochet to something? You would think this should be Dover Pashit. And let's say he was supposed to get it, didn't get it. It's like Gamz L'Tova. None of us ever lost anything. Are we allowed to claim that, whatever, Gamz L'Tova. I was supposed to get it, but didn't get it. Does he really be able to judge that he's supposed to get it? Shevetaina? Elamai, Rabosai, we see it isn't so easy. The natural human nature is to be betaina. It's so easy. I'm sure you came up with the same idea. But it is so easy for us to go into taina mode, complain mode. Even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even Avraham Avinu, even though he already was Mekayim, the greatest Nisyonos, but Abbas of Adam is still holding by the Nisayan. Tomorrow, I have to lay out a pocket. I got a promise, and I lay out a pocket. Avraham Avinu, if he wouldn't have been holding on that, in the sugya of no, everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even Avraham Avinu would have had a tain on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's your, live up, own up to your promises, even Avraham Avinu. Just to go on, to exhaust this Medrash HaGadol, to its bottom, V'lo Od, Shlo Dibir Myoshar Etzel Banava. He only spoke to the Bnei Chetz Banava. Shem give us Osho Nochi. Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu Atush Baltas Atzmuch Hayecha Shem Besimcha Odon V'Nasi Aleim. You spoke to them Banava, I'll make you a Nasi over them. Now, why shouldn't Avraham Avinu speak to Banava? Why shouldn't he speak to them Banava? Isn't that the way he's supposed to speak to people? He's supposed to be Mekabel, Kol Odom, B'Sev Panam Yavos, supposed to speak B'Derech Hanava. Why wouldn't Avraham Avinu speak Banava? Teretz is, why should I speak to you Banava? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised me the land. So he's feeling a little smug. This is my land, really, and I'm negotiating with you, but with a little attitude, He feels a little shtickle entitled. Shtickle entitled, so just the hair. Like, why should Bnei Ches be victimized by your arrogance and your attitude? They didn't promise you the land. They probably didn't even know, probably. They probably didn't know of the Avtacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu. Stama. So why would he not speak Banava? And this is why he gets a schus, because he didn't speak to them arrogantly. He gets a schus. Oh, why wouldn't he not speak? What reasonable excuse could there be for Avraham Avinu to speak with arrogance? You want to know? I know it's going to be my land, and I have to pay out of pocket. A human being. Even Avraham Avinu is a human being. And Avraham Avinu may have spoken to them with arrogance. You ever go down to the, not so bad in Miami, I don't think. In New York, if you have to go down to a municipality, you go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, the first thing you go, sometimes you go to these airports, you better watch out. You see somebody with a badge who's earning like $11 an hour, those are the people you better stay away from. You go in there and they say, "Where's your thing? What's with that? What's with there? Where's your thing? Put it there. Every time I go there, take your belt on, put your belt off. They keep changing the rules. They don't know what they're doing. Human beings, they feel, they have whatever reasons they have, nothing to do with the person they're talking to. And a human being is subject to acting with arrogance. Even Avraham Avinu, because he was promised the land, and Bnei Ches didn't even know about it, but he may have been susceptible, Shtel Zachfar, even Avraham Avinu. Abosai, if Avraham Avinu is susceptible, we are for sure susceptible. For sure. Who knows, all the complaints we have, we're angry at our chavruses, our rebbeim, our parents, our siblings, just go through everything. And we have to revisit all of our tainas. Well, what's real? I mean, sometimes people did do injustice that maybe is legitimate to follow through. But many of them probably not real. All these tainas of Avraham Avinu were not real. And look at the credit. Look at the chesed. Avraham Avinu is earning credit for this. Wow. So nice if we act with derech eretz. There are a lot of reasons not to act with derech eretz. Human nature. And a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows the human nature. And we get upset sometimes, okay, we have to know we're human, it happens, but we have to work on it. And the next time we don't act with arrogance, we don't get upset, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gives us credit, because it's human nature to have gotten upset, to act with arrogance. Even Avraham Avinu is getting special schusim here. And Bez Hashem, we work on the midos of ourselves, we work on ourselves, well, every tenua utenua, Bez Hashem is given credit. But once again, I forgot about the last one. I'm sorry. It's not another Mar Mukka on the same shmooze. That's what I forgot about. It. This is not my shmooze. So straight up, this is a shmooze that the Rashiva then was set over from Rabbi Avram Trupp, the Rashiva's father-in-law. So it's on the same inyan, but it's a different shmooze. So the pasuk says, "Mochiach Avram es Avimelech." And Avram Avinu was Mochiach Avimelech. Al odos beramayim asher gozlo avdi Avimelech. His servants stole some of the wells, and Avram Avinu, you know, got into it with Avimelech. Lo veyomer Avimelech liyadati miyasas. I have no idea who did such a thing. You didn't say anything to me. I didn't hear anything. Built the AI. I didn't hear anything about this. You know, it was a basic scam. And Avimelech saying, I don't know anything about it. I have to check into it. Some of my people, you never tried. I have to check into it. Okay. So Rashi says, Vochiach Avram es Avimelech nizvakeach imo al kach. He debated with him on this issue. He argued with him on this. So Avram Trump asked the obvious question, what is Rashi adding to the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Vochiach Avram es Avimelech." So, if you want to answer, probably some of you are thinking that, "Oh, Rashi's telling you how you know what vochiach means." So, he's telling you it means vikuach. It means a debate. Vikuach is a debate. Vochiach means a proof. Right? It's vimuchuch. So, vochiach. What's vochiach? So he says, "This vakeach." So why does he say imo akach? Then those words are extra. If Rashi was just telling you what hochiach means, he should say nisvakeach, and then the editor could write Targum Yonason. But the fact that Rashi is hochiach imo akach means what's going on? What is Rashi saying? So Zokr Avraham Trupp. If you have any kashas, you can ask for Avraham Trupp. But Avraham Trupp said that is keach imu al kach, but the deher is on the, it's the same idea. When a person has a complaint, it's very rare that a person can stick to the agenda. Let's say your roommate made some noise last night, woke you up. Okay, so a tzaddik would go to his roommate and say, please, it's very disturbing when you make noise at night because it wakes me up. And you did it last week. And the other day you messed up my laundry. And 2 years ago when we had caboosters, you messed me over there. It's very hard to stick to just one thing. Once we get into vikuach mode, we throw the book at the person. Everything. We throw in everything. We just want to. Zog Rashi. Vochiach Avraham es Avimelech nisvakeach imo al kach. He only debated with him on this issue. That was the only issue he brought to Avimelech's attention. And he had plenty to say. There was plenty more. But when a person, the right thing to do is you're going to a person to complain, to don't throw everything at him. Just the same thing. Okay, now we're ending this. Please. Mm-hmm.